You're listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join in the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
Good morning and welcome back. I'm Heather Caro.
And I'm Doug Weingart.
And we are your hosts for Real Presence Live. We're broadcasting this morning from Watertown, South Dakota, from the State Convention of the Knights of Columbus. Thank you for joining us. We've had a great morning this morning, and now we get a voice that we have not heard for too long on our airwaves. He used to be a regular. He used to come on all the time.
Who is that?
Who is that voice?
Can you guess it?
It is Father Sean Hagerty. Welcome back.
Good morning.
It's been a long time.
Yes, I'm way up north where the air is clean.
Is it?
And the fields, the flocks are so numerous.
Getting closer. Where are you from? Sisseton or?
Yeah. Very close to my hometown of Sisseton, South Dakota, and up here in Watertown. And my mother, when we were growing up as kids and we were driving Mom crazy, she would always say, I'm leaving, I'm going crazy. And I said, where are you going, Mom? She's going to go to Watertown.
Going to Watertown.
So I thought about that when the Lord sent me up here. Things are kind of crazy a little bit. My mom's saying,
Watertown.
I'm sending you to Watertown.
And it's calm here, right?
Well, there's plenty of activity. That's for sure. Plenty of activity. A lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
So it's a great honor to be trusted with so much by the Lord. So,
awesome.
And wonderful people up here. Really, really rich faith.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, for the listeners that haven't heard your voice in a while, tell them a little bit about who you are.
Well, Father Sean Hagerty. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Sioux Falls. I've been a priest. It'll be 15 years here in May. And I've served multiple assignments as a priest in the diocese, whether it's Holy Spirit in Sioux Falls, Sacred Heart in Aberdeen, pastor in Hartford, St. George, vocations director for many years, also chaplain at O'Gorman High School, pastor St. Lambert's in Sioux Falls, and now pastor of seven parishes up here in the Watertown area.
That's crazy.
And with Set Ablaze pastoral planning process, the bishop's restructuring our whole diocese and grouping our parishes together. And he's given us the opportunity to give ourselves a name. Before we were called Pastorate 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're called Ave Maria Pastorate.
Oh, that's a good one.
So in honor of our Lady. So
that's a good one. Do you know what yours is called?
No, I don't know that we... I don't know that we, when we're...
They may not have...
I don't think they've named it yet.
We're Divine Mercy. Mm. We're fancy, too.
That is a nice
one. I don't know if you can pick a bad one, but...
Oh, no, it's...
I don't know.
But the bishop approved it, and we're really, really blessed to have Ave Maria. Mary brings all seven of our parishes together in a way, so that's why we chose Ave Maria. So
yeah, well, and I still, just for your knowledge, I still get asked at least once or twice a year, when's the Holy Smoke Car Show?
Oh yes,
you know, and I'm like, people are still asking me about that car show, and that's. His baby.
Yeah. I still get asked about it, too. They're like, when's it going to be this year, Father?
Yeah.
I said, well, we haven't done it for a few years. So.
It's been about 4 or 5 years.
For those who don't know, I grew up in a family of cars, working on cars. And so when I became vocations director, I wanted to look at a way of raising money for vocations. And so we had a car show for seminary and education that we did. And we also had a lot of fun, like inflatables for kids and I was also a chaplain at O'Gorman, so we used the O'Gorman High School campus, and it was a great event.
It was fun. So, it was a lot of fun.
So now in my new pastorate, we're looking at maybe doing some different events kind of similar to that up here up north. So one of the very first things we did as a pastorate is we had one large mass of all the seven parishes together. We had about 800 people or so that were gathered together. And it was just really a wonderful gift to be able to be together, pray together. We had a grill out afterwards, inflatables for the kids, and people really enjoyed being able to be together. I think that's really important for the whole church is gathering together. It's like the state convention we're here for.
Yeah.
You know, the nights, there's something really to be said that strengthens us when we come together.
Yeah.
And I think it's what our bishop's wanting us to do in our pastorates, his parishes, is that the faith is getting weaker and weaker, and so there's something to be said of us coming together.
Yeah.
And being strengthened together when we're collaborating and working together And when you do that, it's a change, and so it doesn't come out with headaches.
Everybody loves change.
Yeah, yeah. But there's something to be said about coming together, and it brings back fond memories. So we talk about it years later and say, hey, remember when we did this? When are we going to get together again?
Remember when I put seminarians on trikes?
Yeah. Yeah, we had trike races with the seminarians. It was big adult-sized tricycles.
It was awesome.
And then we even had the priests get on there a little bit,
too,
and race on them as well.
A little bit, yeah. And so thinking of, because you said very briefly, you have seven parishes.
Yes.
That's incredible. That just makes my heart kind of race a little bit. Like, holy buckets. How do you do that? And how many pastors are covering seven?
So I'm the one pastor, but then I have three associates, at least for this first year.
Okay.
So, or a parochial vicars. So I'm the one that's in charge of all the administration of everything.
Wow.
And then the other priests, they help me with all the ministries. And thankfully, they're experienced veterans, so I often seek their advice on things. And one of the things of me being the pastor is organizing us coming together. So every Thursday, we come together, and we meet at 4 o'clock, and we talk kind of ministry for a couple hours, and then we have dinner together.
Wow.
And it's really, we've all very much enjoyed getting to know one another, being with one another. I think it's an important part of the success of Set Ablaze is that the priests are able to have some time to be together and to, you know, make a conscious effort to be stronger together.
And do you think it's making a difference in the priests' lives?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we all say that we really enjoy coming together, being together.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice being around other people who kind of know what you're going through, you know.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
camaraderie.
Then,
yeah.
And then we pray together just assistance together. And, you know, whenever we go to a big event, it's always nice to see everyone, talk to everyone, but it's kind of fun just to hang out with the priests, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
And then we rotate dinner every night, too, or every Thursday. So, because we all live in four different areas.
Okay.
But each of us will host dinner one of those weekends out of the month, or one of those Thursdays out of the month. And so Father Christopher, he's a wonderful cook. He just loves to cook and does a great job with that. Father Fisher, the staff at Holy Name, they really do a lot with cooking there. And so they always love doing that. And then we hop around different parishes with Father Bomberger, whether we're in Clark or whether we're in Henry or Bryant. And sometimes we'll have dinner up in Florence. And then obviously Immaculate Conception, where I live, the parishioners there are wonderful, of always providing food, whether it's the Sarah Club or just different parishioners or family group.
And how are the parishioners? We talked to somebody earlier today who was from Ethan, and that little parish has been closed. Did you have any in your area that had to close and merge?
Well, yes, but I also want to qualify that because we're not actually closing the parishes, but there will no longer be a Sunday Mass in those parishes.
Okay.
And so they can still have baptisms, funerals, weddings if they choose.
Okay.
There will still be daily Mass going on in those places. There can be an occasional Sunday Mass, maybe once a year, maybe around their feast days, the example that Bishop uses in the guidelines for the Set Ablaze pastor planning process. And but there are two parishes out of the seven that will no longer have Mass on Sunday morning, and that'll start in January.
Okay.
So, that's a very, very difficult thing.
I mean, bet.
My heart as their pastor, as their spiritual father, really reaches out to them. I just had daily Mass this morning in one of them, you know.
Yeah.
And Jesus says to us in the gospel, don't let your hearts be troubled, for I have a place prepared for you, you know. And so that's probably the biggest thing with that transition is, well, what's going to happen? What's going to happen with my community? What's going to happen with the kids that are going to this church? Are they going to keep their faith or not? And then there's just the grieving of, we probably won't be seeing each other as much because our parish now doesn't have Mass. And, you know, where we live, we're out in the country. Maybe we're going to go to, you know, there's like one of the parishes in Bryant. It'll most likely four different parishes they'll be attending.
Yeah.
You know, so that community itself won't see each other as much. And so that's going to be very, you know, it's a grieving process. And
your parish becomes such a home to you, you know. And
exactly.
I mean, just the structure itself becomes a home. You know, but I think also is that we also have to remember you know, there are some places in this world where you have to walk for a day to get to a Mass. Mm-hmm. And so if we're adding a 10-minute drive, I'm just grateful that we can still have Mass and mm-hmm. still receive Jesus. You know, so it's perspective sometimes, you know.
Yeah, no, it's changes and for some, I know when the setup, when the pastor planning process with Bishop Swain happened 10 years ago, it was a 20-minute drive. Unfortunately, when we're doing it this time, the bishop can't guarantee any time, so some people might be 40 minutes for them to get to Mass.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're living out in that far out, they're, you know, obviously used to traveling to go to places, but like you said, it's your home. It's your community, and it's really hard to have that change.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are going to take a quick break. I'm going to go to break just a minute early, because then when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the Knights of Columbus and how they impact your parishes, and then maybe some of the fun events or great events, holy events that are coming up in your area. So stay with us. We're going to have more live broadcasting from the state convention here in South Dakota. We're talking with Father Sean Hagerty, and we'll be right back after this.
See you then.
Live, engaging, and local. This is Real Presence Live, where we bring you positive and uplifting stories and share the great things happening in our local area on the Real Presence Radio Network. Searching for more great Catholic content? Visit our website at realpresenceradio.com. Find Catholic news you can trust, information about events coming up in the local area, and the latest on what's happening at the RPR Network. And don't forget that you can listen to any of our stations around the clock from anywhere in the world. Need prayers for someone or something in your life? You can submit those through our online form for the entire family to pray for. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope. Online at realpresenceradio.com.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus crosses the Sea of Galilee with his disciples and quickly falls asleep, even as their boat is amidst a huge, life-threatening storm. The text says that the sea was literally shaking like an earthquake. Imagine the disciples' fear as they awake their master saying, "Master, do you not care that we perish?" Note that they wouldn't have been in this dangerous situation if they had not gotten in the boat to begin with. They are committed, no matter how big the storm. After setting sail in his boat of radical missionary discipleship, it can often seem that God is asleep or uncaring when we are troubled by the storms of life. The good news is that he is in fact always there and always ready to calm the storm when the time is right. Sometimes the storms are there to show us our total dependence on him and not on ourselves. Jesus, we trust in you.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Did you know you can listen to Real Presence Live anytime on any podcast platform? Just search for Real Presence Radio on platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and on the Real Presence Radio website. Then subscribe so you don't miss any future shows. If you like what you hear, give us a good rating so other people can find us as well. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope.
This is Real Presence Live on the RPR Network, bringing you stories of faith and hope through local hosts and guests from across the Upper Midwest. Now, back to the show.
Good morning and welcome back. I'm Heather Caro.
And I'm Doug Wanger.
And we're broadcasting a special edition of Real Presence Live this morning from Watertown, South Dakota. It's our first broadcast from Watertown, South Dakota. And we're at the State Convention for the Knights of Columbus. So excited to be here. And we're talking with Father Sean Hagerty, who used to be a regular, sort of.
Yes, and I'm regularly up here in Watertown. And, you know, in the beginning of the Bible, when God made everything, you know what he was hovering over? The water.
Oh.
The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. You know what we have here? We have Watertown. There's all kinds of water. And, you know, we have a wonderful wind, too. So it's like God's beautiful creation right
God's
up here.
God's special corner of the world.
It is.
Love it.
It very much is. And so we are very happy to have the State Convention of the Knights of Columbus up here in Watertown. And we hope they encounter the Holy Spirit. They encounter God. And he's always working something new. He's always creating something new. I was talking with one of the state deputy there, and he was saying, you know, this year's been a little bit of a, you know, not as many new members, a lot of deaths of knights. They've got over 9,000 members, and so I think coming here, God wants to work something new.
Yeah.
And we have a phenomenal Knights of Columbus council here, Council 859, and they have their own hall right next to our church at Immaculate Conception. They are just a phenomenal group of men, and not just the Knights are always known as being doers.
Yeah.
But then also prayers too. But sometimes they might not always be known as praying as much, you know. But obviously they do pray. But just very spiritual group, of men too, and very involved with the liturgy and Mass here. Just really a wonderful, wonderful thing. I've met so many wonderful Knights over the years, but really prayerful guys up here in Watertown.
So what's it mean for the local council to have the state convention in your town?
Well, it's. I know the Knights are super excited about it.
Yeah.
Yesterday they were in the sacristy with me. I had like five of them. I thought maybe one might be there, but there's five there, and they show up. Father, we need the monstrance for Eucharistic adoration. Awesome. They want Eucharistic adoration. That's great. And then we need the canopy. We want to do a Eucharistic procession too.
Nice.
I was like, okay, well, we just got this canopy. It's brand spanking new, so don't get it dirty. You
don't
know?
Rip it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be using it when?
Well, the state deputy was telling me that hopefully tomorrow, if the weather holds out, they'll do a little Eucharistic procession here just at the convention itself. So, I mean, that's a great witness of faith. I mean, I got a text message from one of my secretary who ran into a couple of the people from Sioux Falls that came up here who are in the Knights. And they're like, Father, we'd love to see you. And, you know, it's people are in the restaurants, they're in town, they're visiting. And it's giving a, again, we're coming together as God's people, as his family, as the Knights. And that's good for us. You know, historically, in the Old Testament, God's people always gathered to the temple in Jerusalem to worship. They gathered together to worship. They, like you said before, they might have walked a whole day to get there. And that was very common in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. You would walk even a week, you know, just to get to the temple to offer that sacrifice.
Yeah.
And now we have the sacrifice of the Mass. But it's a beautiful tradition of roots, making pilgrimage to come together and to worship God. And that's a wonderful thing, and it's going to bless our pastorate.
Well, and you said you had bought a new canopy. Why did you buy a new canopy?
Well, I was blessed to have my successor, Father Richard Fox, who was here before me. Mm-hmm. He was getting ready to leave, and he thought, boy, a lot of people gave him memorials. I gotta buy some of the things that we were going to do. So he bought a canopy for Eucharistic for a procession because we didn't have one.
Okay.
And it happened to come in the mail like 2 weeks after I got here.
Nice.
Yeah. So they're not cheap. You know, a canopy, maybe $3,000-$4,000 just to get a canopy.
Wow.
And then if you want to get the poles, it doesn't come with the poles. If you want to get the poles, that's another couple thousand.
Oh, my gosh.
But we didn't have the poles. So I thought, we got a canopy but no poles. What will we do? Well, I was, you know what? I was a Knights of Columbus was standing by, hearing about the dilemma, and they said, "Father, the Knights will take care of it." I said, "That sounds like a great idea."
It sounds like.
But come to the meeting, Father. And so I came to the meeting and said, "This is what we want to do." And Father, I make a motion that I said, "Let's make the poles in house." So they bought the materials, and then there was another Knight that made the poles. And so we got them for nothing. So
nice.
So now
they're doers.
But we did it because it's the Eucharistic revival.
Yeah,
and we're in the time of the Eucharistic revival. So many people do not believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, and so we want to let people know that Jesus is truly present with us. We're not alone. There's so much fear, anxiety, and worry. Because people feel like they're kind of by themselves, they're alone, on their phones, and they're in their own world.
Yeah.
And Jesus says, "You're not alone. I'm with you. I'm with you always." And he's with us in the Blessed Sacrament, and tell people know that.
So tell us about the event that's coming up in June.
So the Knights, they wanted to also do the Eucharistic procession here at the Knights State Convention, because they also wanted to get prepared for our Eucharistic procession in the city of Watertown and in our whole pastorate. We're going to have a pastorate level event inviting all seven parishes to come together on the Feast of Corpus Christi in June. This is, by the way, breaking news, so it hasn't really been advertised at all yet. So, we want to walk across the city of Watertown from Holy Name to Immaculate Conception and in procession. And with that, at the end of the procession, we'll have Mass at Holy Name, all the people, the pastorate, invite them to that, and then process down to Immaculate Conception with benediction, and then we'd have like a grill out and maybe, you know, some
wonderful,
just an opportunity for us just to be together to kind of kick off the summer together as a pastorate. So
perfect. That'll be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Polls will be put to work.
That's right. It's just like the Ark of the Covenant, you know,
right?
In the Old Testament, when God made the Ark of the Covenant, he had the two Achaia wood poles that the Israelites would carry on the ends when they carried the Ark of the Covenant. And we've got the new Ark of the Covenant.
That's right.
And so the councils will be, the knights will be carrying those poles. So
that's awesome. Well, we only have about a minute left. Anything else that's
already
going on in your pastorate that you want to talk about that's going on?
Well, you know, with Set Ablaze, the bishop wants our diocese to be set ablaze with the faith. There's a lot of risks that are involved with a lot of the changes, but God wants us to be able to step out in faith. And as we take those changes, we also want to look at like what's God asking of us. And one of the things that God's really asking of us and our pastors is we look at family life and what can we do to really support healthy, holy families. And one of those things we came up with is having a family camp. So we rented out Broomtree, and
nice.
In August 10th we're going to be inviting parish families from all seven parishes in the pastorate to come together as a family camp. So we'll be getting that going as well.
Love it, love it. I think that always sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Don't be surprised if I show up. No, I won't. Heather, you don't belong here. All right. Any last thoughts about the Knights? Anything before we let you go?
Well, I know if there's any guys out there that are listening that are wondering, you know, what can they do to help people have belief in the Eucharist, to help the church, whether it's pro-life. You know, I was amazed when I was here in Watertown just to see the Knights, the money that they raised for an ultrasound machine here in Watertown. I mean, they just did it. Like, I mean, it was amazing to see how quickly they were able to do that. So if you want to be a part of a group of men that are passionate about the faith, passionate about doing something about the faith, not just sitting on the sidelines, join them. And if you've got a great idea, bring it.
Yeah.
You know, bring it to the councils.
Yeah.
And, you know, bishops wanting us all to think outside the box.
I love it.
And so, too, if you've got some ideas to bring it to the council, invite them. And, you know, in the state convention is what are we going to do to think about outside the box, too, to help our faith grow.
Beautiful. Father Sean Hagerty, it was a great pleasure having you on again.
Yeah, it's good to be here, too.
And we will see you Tuesday.
Tuesday at Abbey of the Hills will be on again. So at 9 o'clock. So when it rains, it pours. Huh?
I love it. I love it. We have to make up for some lost time.
Yes.
All right. Father Sean Hagerty, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. God bless you.
Thanks. All right, Aaron, so that's the end of the show already, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. It went by fast.
It did go by fast. So I guess I'm on again on Tuesday.
Yes, that's what I have here in my notes is that you'll be on again. So if you really enjoyed Heather in this episode, you get even more of her on our next Real Presence Live.
If you didn't, just deal with it. So we are, is it all right if I do the preview, Aaron?
You know, if you want to go right ahead.
Is that all right? So I was looking at the list here. We have, we're going to be from the Abbey of the Hills, which is another location we love broadcasting from. We're going to have Deacon Paul Trinan's going to be my co-host, which he's always a ton of fun.
He's good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, love that guy. Love that guy. So he's going to start. We're doing a gospel reflection that he's going to lead at the very beginning. And then Father Hagerty is going to be on. And so we're excited to see Father Hagerty again. He'll be on talking about diving more into the pastorate. And I know a lot of the listeners are probably like, we don't really understand why this is important, but in this Diocese of Sioux Falls, it's been a huge tidal wave.
Yeah, it's a big push.
It's a big change for us. Then a very important interview, Sister Ann Wolfe, She is out of Watertown, and she is part of this group that is against human trafficking and making people aware of human trafficking in our area, even in South Dakota. Very important interview, a sensitive interview, so if you have young ears that are growing, Sister Ann Wolf will be on from 10 to 10:30, something you don't want to miss. And then Father Christopher Hughes will join us, talking about the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, one of my absolute favorite devotions. So that's what we're doing, Aaron.
Sounds
awesome.
Are you going to be there? Well, I'm always on the board, so I'll be at all of the shows. And I know we're wrapping up the show quick here, but I just want to mention very quickly, on May 3rd, we'll also be covering the Minnesota Knights of Columbus Convention, so that'll be third week in the row where we're covering a Knights of convention. Again, we did North Dakota last week, this week was South Dakota, and then we'll have Minnesota next week. So you have plenty to look forward to. Another special broadcast on Friday.
On Friday. Oh, love it. Well, thank you so much, Aaron. Doug, any last thoughts?
If you want to see me, I will be up here.
Doug's going to be
table,
here.
Yes.
I'm leaving, and Doug's staying, but so he'll be here, and you can come say hello to Doug. He'll be at the table. You can't miss us.
Yep.
Him.
Nope.
Can't miss him.
Can't miss me.
All right, folks. Thanks for joining us for this special broadcast today from Watertown, South Dakota. Hope you have a great and blessed weekend. God bless.
Bye.
This has been Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Real Presence Live brings you inspirational stories of faith and a look at the good and holy things happening in our local area. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 Central. Tune in for an encore of each show beginning Saturday morning at 6. Get the podcast any time of day or night at yourcatholicradiostation.com or on the Real Presence Radio app. And remember, you can be a part of the conversation through Facebook.